Welcome back to the Delta Pest Football Report. I'm Chad Hooten. It's getting a little closer to kickoff now, and that means time to check in with the pros at Arkansas Children's. Greg Adams from Arkansas Children's joins us to talk about suicide. Greg, there is much about suicide that we don't understand. What do we know about suicide, and how big a problem is suicide?
One of the things we know is that the causes for suicide are always complicated. When we think about young people, we'll think, well, bullying may have caused it, or a breakup with some boyfriend or girlfriend may have caused it. But if we think about that very long, we know that it has to be more complicated than that. We also know that it's really much more about pain than it is about wanting to die. About 90% of people who die by suicide, you know, have some type of emotional or mental health concern. We have more people die from suicide than we have from car crash deaths. And we have over twice as many people die from suicide than from homicide, although we hear a lot more about concerns with homicide. When we think about age groups, we know that for your teenagers and young adults, it's really the second leading cause of death. And because it's preventable, it's especially tragic for young people. And so while most other causes of death in the past 50 years have decreased, like the death rates from cancer or heart conditions, the death rates from suicide are really going up, and it's a great concern.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Greg Adams from Arkansas Children's Hospital. And don't forget, Arkansas Children's will have their Saturday morning sports injury clinic open this week and every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 at Arkansas Children's. David?
Thanks, Chad. Well, that's it for this Delta Pest Football Report. We'll see you at the stadium.